USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Security officials expressing concerns about the anniversary of 9/11. The Department of Homeland Security on Friday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence during what's already a heightened threat environment. The U.S. reporting over 1.5 million new COVID cases this month. Two governors talk about how they handle the Delta surge in their states. Wendy King has more.
The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, is calling up the National Guard to assist with putting up temporary hospitals due to the rapid spike of COVID-19.
To support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge.
While the governor of Mississippi, Kate Reeves, says he won't impose a mask mandate and won't push people to get vaccinated.
There are risks associated with taking the vaccine. There are risks associated with not taking the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The South seems to be leading the way in new COVID cases in the U.S. Louisiana with the highest rate of new cases per capita this month, Florida second. But former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC Friday he sees good news ahead.
There's an indication, it's a very clear indication across the South right now that you are seeing signs of the virus starting to peak. And what I mean by peaking is new daily cases will start going down probably this week. There'll probably be a discernible pattern towards cases day over day starting to trend downwards.
Dr. Gottlieb also says he'd like to see the elderly get first crack at COVID booster shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get the booster to prevent serious and possibly life-threatening cases. A deadly school shooting in New Mexico happening Friday at a middle school in Albuquerque. A 13-year-old arrested for allegedly killing another student outside during lunch. Great Britain dealing with its deadliest mass shooting in over a decade. A 22-year-old man kills five people, including his mother and a 3-year-old girl Thursday in Plymouth before taking his own life. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Another provincial capital falls under Taliban control. The Taliban Saturday seizing control of Assadabad in the Kunar province. Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Adela Raz, on the PBS NewsHour Friday, sharply criticizing U.S. actions in her country.
Despite how much we say that Afghanistan is not abandoned, but every element of the action we see right now, it's an abandonment of the entire country.
The withdrawal from Afghanistan also drawing sharp criticism from U.S. officials. Here's Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says more help is on the way in Afghanistan as the Taliban takes over more provinces. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying additional U.S. forces are moving to Kabul from nearby locations outside Afghanistan. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says all the violence we're seeing in Afghanistan is due to the Biden administration's plan regarding the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This rapid and haphazard withdrawal of American troops, of course, before we knew that our embassy would be safe, before we had our Afghan interpreters and other friends out of Afghanistan, to allow it to fall like this without any sort of plan or recourse, it is shameful.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Americans showing a stunning loss of confidence in the economy. That's what University of Michigan researchers say in their latest consumer sentiment report Friday. Consumer sentiment drops 13.5% from July. That's the largest drop in over a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.